Toro! Hey, how's it going? How's it going, Josh? How's it going? Can you hear me good? I've got these new Bluetooth headphones. I love them so far. I don't know if the mic is good enough to pick up. Oh, I don't know if the mic is good enough to pick up my voice, but I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna keep talking. Hopefully, it's loud enough for you. You can hear me. I really don't want to do this. I don't know if you can tell. I may or may not be allegedly cutting grass right now. Possibility that I'm on a mower cutting grass, allegedly. I don't think I have to say allegedly. I don't think it's included in our can't talk to the media. I don't think podcast counts as talking to the media or whatever. But anyways, I'm going to still be kind of pussyfoot around it. Maybe I should call. This is better. This isn't great. Probably even less great for the listener. But I really don't like podcasting while I ride my bike. So this is a little bit better. I enjoy this more. Obviously, I really like cutting grass with my Toro, allegedly. My Toro Groundmaster 4000 or whatever. I don't know the specs or whatnot, but it's a great machine that I'm bobbing around on this ball diamond with cutting grass. So yeah, I guess if this is an ongoing series of podcasts, we call it Toro, Toro, Toro. Like, I think there's some classic movies from those way back era. I don't know if it's called, it might be Tora, or it might be Toro, Toro. I don't know. But anyways, whatever. How's it going, Josh? I'm sorry for the lack of quality of these podcasts, but I got megabytes to fill, and not a lot of time to fill them with, and I don't feel like riding my bike and blabbing on again. So I'm going to go ahead and blab on while I ride my mower because it's more enjoyable and fun for me, even though it's a shittier experience for you. So how's it going? I hope things are going well. I hope you're keeping well through the police riot. Apparently there's a lot of unrest. Playtech Sport. There's a Playtech Sport office there that I need to go by. So, littering is bad, but hopefully the periods are clogged up nice and good with the sport tampons. Hopefully whoever's wearing those tampons is able to get a good workout in while they wear their tampons, while they go through their menstrual cycle. So yeah, there's like riots. Right, there's a big time, there's a protest going on, and I guess the authoritarian police out in Hong Kong have really cracked down on protests. There's been some protests in the United States, and I'm not talking about the shitty kind of white guys with machine guns protesting the stay-at-home orders. I'm a big fan of protests. But honestly, if people start doing that in my city, protesting stay-at-home orders, all that horse shit, I'm going to get my good friends, Nate and Barry Huselak, who are firefighters. Have I said this already on a podcast? Well, I might pay them a bunch of money to drive by and spray those fucks with a fire hose. They would never do that because they're professionals, consummate professionals, excellent firefighters. So they would never do something like that. But boy, oh boy, I would want to do some mean, nasty things to anyone who defies logic on top of stay-at-home orders and all that stuff in order to, you know, I just not a fan of all that stuff. I understand. You know what? I don't agree with it. But I understand, kind of, maybe, sort of, people that, you know, don't have jobs right now and want to protest being able to go back to work. Again, I don't agree with it, but a lot of the protests I'm seeing are like people with, you know, I need a haircut as their protest sign and shit like that, and that's absolutely asinine to me. But there are protests going on over the black man that was killed. You could even say murdered by cops, fucking pigs, in Minnesota. I don't know why this keeps happening. It's unbelievable to me that, like, there. I read a Twitter post, a tweet recently that said, "Yeah, for the next month, we should do a test run where white people aren't allowed to be cops." And, like, man, oh man, I know that. I know there's good cops out there, and there's good white cops out there. But holy fuck, man, like, it's just ridiculous. And then, so people, of course, go out and protest another black person getting killed by police, and they get fucking tear gassed and shit in the midst of a pandemic. Cops are willing to throw tear gas. Like, it's so despicable. But yet, when people go out and protest stay-at-home orders, the cops are completely cordial and good and don't, you know, use excessive force. It's just, why does this stuff keep happening? I don't understand. Like, if you're a white cop that's got even, like, if you're a white racist cop, do you not say, like, wow, I really need to closet. I need to really put a clamp down on my racism because, oh. Sorry. Oh, I swallowed. I swallowed something that came off of, like, a fucking leaf or a bud off of a tree or something. It came off when my mower bumped it. It flew off and went right into my throat. Sorry about the coughing. Right into your earbud. But if you're a racist white cop, do you not say, like, wow, maybe I need to put a lid on it, instead of burying your knee into the back of a black man, African-American man's neck, as he's pleading with you that he can't breathe, and then he's non-responsive, and you just keep your neck, your knee buried into this man's neck for 8 minutes. You know, like, it's just, like, how is this allowed to happen? But, you know, that guy, he's probably a racist. I don't know that he would do that to, maybe he would do that to a white man. Maybe he's not a racist cop. He's just a shitty, he just fucking sucks at his job, and his job is incredibly important. You know, where you can't suck at your job. You know, there's certain jobs where you can suck at them. You know, if I suck at my job, okay, well, some grass doesn't get cut, or a ball diamond, allegedly, or a ball diamond doesn't get groomed, or some garbages don't get changed, or some snow doesn't get removed from in front of a rink. All of this is alleged, by the way. But when you're a fucking cop, and you suck at your job, it's really fucking bad, man. Like, you can't suck at your job when you're a cop. And this guy sucks at his job, and he's probably a racist. So you do not say, if you're a white racist, do not say, okay, like, let's just turn on David Duke videos or watch, you know, Death of a Nation, the original one, where the Klan is, like, the heroes of the story. Like, do you not just, like, wait until you get home to express your racism, given that, like, the fucking microscope is going to be on you so hard. You're already a fucking cop. On top of that, you're a white cop. And you, like, most of your coworkers probably know that you're racist if you're close enough with them. You probably said some of the way you really feel at some point that people, like, have a little bit of a gauge on your racism or are aware of it. you do not say, like, all right, I'm not going to dig my knee into the back of this black man's neck as he's pleading with me that he can't breathe. Like, are you not going to not do that? But fuck. I mean, but just, it's disgusting. Another African-American man, human being, killed at the hands of police. Like, I don't know how this shit keeps happening. But anyways, yeah, so I guess there's police protests out in Hong Kong, and I don't think the Hong Kong police fuck around. They're not worried about being construed as shitty at their job or racist or whatever. They don't fuck around out there. So it's kind of a war zone. Well, I'm sure Josh was using some hyperbole when he said, I wasn't aware I was living in a war zone. I hope that it's not actually a legitimate, true-to-form war zone out there. But it's not good. Anytime that people are getting set on fire and, you know, cops are being super violent to nonviolent protesters. I mean, I don't know how nonviolent the protesters are. It might be pretty amped up on their end as well. So the cops are tallying with violence. Violence begets violence. But, yeah. Yeah, scary shit. So, keep calm. Keep well. Stay the fuck home, I guess. Even though you guys aren't under the same pandemic orders that we are. I guess because of your fucking police situation, you gotta stay home. I don't know. Just stay safe. Don't get hurt. Scary stuff out there. I hope you're doing well. Yeah. I guess now more people in Saskatchewan have passed away from COVID-19 than all of Hong Kong. Given the population of Hong Kong versus the population of Saskatchewan, that's a real big bummer. That's fucking shitty and sad. I don't know if the numbers of overall COVID-19 patients are nearly as high in Saskatchewan as they are in Hong Kong. I haven't looked that up, but we have had more deaths, which is, doesn't seem right. You know, it's just a tough thing for North Americans. There's civil liberties, and I get that, and it's important to have your freedom, but sometimes you just gotta... You gotta let go of that for a little while in the midst of a pandemic. And, you know, hopefully the sooner you let go of that, the sooner you'll have them back and the less casualties and the less deaths that will be incurred. So, you know, keep well out there if you're struggling. I know it sucks not being able to go to parties, not being able to watch. Well, there is live sports you can watch. You can watch pro wrestling. You can watch MMA. You know, there is Korean baseball on TV now in Canada. So there is stuff that we can watch. You know, there is sports out there. There's lots of classic old games that, you know, a lot of us, I'm sure, have never seen. So just, I don't know, try to tune into those. Like they're brand new, because at least they're brand new to you. I know a lot, it sucks. A lot of it sucks. You can't go to a health facility to work out. We can't play sports. There's a lot of shit we can't do, and that sucks, but just, you know, stay tough. Keep positive. Fire up a Zoom call. I know it's not the same as an in-person party, but I know a big takeaway for me through this whole thing, I got a lot of friends that don't live here anymore, and I miss them dearly. And even after this pandemic, I plan on keeping in touch with them through Zoom calls or house party, the app, and all that stuff. You know, there's definitely some, this is a shitty situation, and we all wish that it never happened. But there's definitely some positives that have come from these negatives. So I guess keep working the positives. Keep thinking about the positives. Keep trying to develop positives. and stay safe and stay well and do your best. One positive that happened out of a negative is the Stadium Stampede main event match that happened at AEW's Double or Nothing pay-per-view last weekend. What a spectacle. What a fucking wonderful, wonderful fun time. Just great. Just so awesome. Even if you're not a pro wrestling fan, I think you should check it out. So Josh, there's all kinds of websites out there. I don't want to be an advocate for piracy, but you're not going to watch this match otherwise. I don't think you're going to pay $50 to watch this great match. So just find a stream out there. I don't know that I want to name websites that will stream, you know, pirated pro wrestling content over my podcast. Maybe I'll text you a link. Just check out the Stadium Stampede match. It was a really fun time, really great cinematic pro wrestling match. You probably haven't maybe heard me talk about the cinematic pro wrestling matches that have been happening, you know, in the midst of this pandemic. There is empty arena pro wrestling, but it's tough sometimes because, you know, basically the crowd is kind of one of the most important things in pro wrestling, and they're in these positions where they don't have crowds. So the WWE has had a couple cinematic matches where they have, like, cuts and, you know, they do, like, a cinematic thing, all kinds of crazy stuff, and I've liked them all, actually. Well, I should say that I think I've liked them all. They did the Boneyard match with The Undertaker and AJ Styles, kind of like a movie scene in a match form, and I don't know. I think I liked it is what I'm going to tell you. And they did another one. They did the Firefly Funhouse match with Bray Wyatt and John Cena. And I think I liked that more than... Well, you know what? I liked it better than I liked the Boneyard match. So if I think I liked the Boneyard match, then I think I can go so far as to say I liked the Firefly Funhouse match. I really enjoyed it. I think I can say I liked it. I kind of want to say, especially because WWE's a shitbag corporation, and I don't like them, even though I like some of the matches they put on. I like probably the majority of their pro wrestlers I like. They've got great pro wrestlers. They put on some great matches from time to time. Their product sucks, especially their main product. Their main roster product sucks the majority of the time. NXT is good. I don't ever plan on supporting the WWE financially in any way. There may come a time when I cave on that and I go to an NXT show or something, but I don't even want to financially support NXT just because it is a WWE product. So yeah, but praise where it's due. I want to kind of say I think I liked the Firefly Funhouse match and not go so far as to say that I did like it, but I probably should go so far as to say that I did like it, but I guess I'll say I think I liked it. I did like it more than the Boneyard match. It was a cool thing. You know, I think they got something here with these cinematic matches. I definitely don't think that it's something you want to do all the time, especially once, you know, once fans are back, once we get through this thing. Hopefully we get through this thing and one day fans will be back. And in which case, you know, especially once fans are back, I think you want to use these things sparingly. But they're a really great thing when done well, and it's kind of a neat little thing we stumbled on here. So they've also done Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa. They did a cinematic match on NXT, and that was great. That was a great match. I thought that was awesome. And then, BTE 200. So Nick Jackson and Matt Jackson, the Young Bucks, had a cinematic match on Being the Elite episode 200. You should check that out, too. That was fucking awesome. Up until this point, you could maybe say that Gargano Ciampa was the best cinematic match. But up until this point, BTE 200, Matt Jackson versus Nick Jackson, was my favorite cinematic match. The one that I liked the best was my favorite, I would say. But it's tough. Can you say it was the best? Well, I could. In my opinion, I liked it the best. It was my favorite. But I just thought that the Ciampa-Gargano match was very well done. I just thought it was awesome. It was really good. So I could see, you know, like, let's see, you'd say that, like, Taxi Driver is a better movie than Billy Madison. Or Taxi Driver is maybe a better movie than Happy Gilmore. But for me, I like Happy Gilmore better than Taxi Driver. I know that Taxi Driver is an all-time classic film, and I really like it. But I like Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore better. I just do. Does that mean they're better movies? Well, to me, I guess they're better movies to me. But I know there's a level of quality with Taxi Driver that maybe isn't there with Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, but I like Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore better. So I thought that BTE 200, BTE 200 was my favorite cinematic match up until this point. But AEW did the Stadium Stampede as a cinematic pro wrestling match, and I thought it was the best. I thought it was the best cinematic pro wrestling match I've ever seen. Just a riot, just a real hoot. I just thought it was fucking awesome. And yeah, so that was a big positive that came from a negative. Really a very much needed thing in these tough times. So yeah, Josh, I really think you should go out of your way and watch the match. It's just great. I think you'll have a fun time with it, even though you're not a pro wrestling fan. So maybe I'll send you a link so that you can watch the match. I hope you liked it as much as I did. I know there's probably no way possible that you're going to like it as much as I did, but I hope you like it. So maybe check it out if you have some spare time. Have you been keeping up with the most recent season of Rick and Morty? I just watched the second episode of the second half of season 4 last night before I went to bed after I watched AEW Dynamite. Holy, what a show. What a show. It may be my favorite show of all time, Rick and Morty. My favorite series of all time. Like, unreal. Just so creative and funny and engaging. I get invested. It's just, oh, I love it. I love it so much. So it was neat. They got these, like, parasites on their faces. And that's all I'll say. Just what a show. And apparently, I've heard that the third, my good friend Colin told me that the third episode of this half, so they did the first half of season 4, 5 episodes, and now they're doing the second half of season 4. I think he said that episode 3 of the second half of season 4 might be the best episode they've ever done. So, wow. That's closed my mind that's a thing. And yeah, I'm really excited to watch the episode. Episode 5, the season finale, comes out on Sunday. So my plan is to watch the remaining episodes that I have left. It's really nice that I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait week to week. I can watch, you know, episode 3 tonight. I can maybe take a night off because I'm going to be doing a virtual party, a house party, on Friday. So maybe I take a night off and then I watch episode 4 of the second half of season 4 of Rick and Morty, and then, boom, right into the season finale. I don't have Adult Swim on my TV, so unfortunately I have to find another means to watch Rick and Morty. I'm not going to be able to watch the episode live, but I can, you know, see it pretty soon after it airs, so that's exciting. So that might be a thing I do, so, you know, good times. Good times. Love that show. Don't know if you've been keeping up with it, if you're up to date, Josh, but definitely give that a watch, because, wow, just incredible. Just what a show. Anyways, okay, neat. Well, I don't know how long I've been doing this for. I'm basically yelling. My throat is starting to hurt. My jaw is starting to hurt. But I'm not sure how well the mic is going to pick up everything, so I made sure to yell the whole time while I was doing this. And I think I'm going to bid you adieu. Goodbye, what, and good night. Bang. Toro, Toro, Toro. Episode 1. And good stuff. So hopefully this turned out okay. Keep well. Keep safe. Fucking love you, bud. And I hope everything is going great for you, and you stay safe, and you have a great time, and you know, things like that. Hope to see you Friday, tomorrow, for our virtual chat with the racquetball friends. Woo-wee! I hope Trevor, talked to Trevor Webb last night. He called me on FaceTime. It was so wonderful. I love that guy. It was so great to see him. Seems to be doing well in the midst of everything, and he's looking to make an appearance, and he's also looking to bring his dad on to make an appearance too. So Adrian's probably going to be rip-roaring loaded over the computer, over the internet. I don't like to advocate for him to get rip-roaring loaded. It's not good for him, but it can be fun from time to time. So we may see Trevor and Adrian tomorrow night, so that'd be a lot of fun. My good friend, another good friend, we'll call him D-Bag. He's got to work. He's another firefighter. He has to work, allegedly, tomorrow, but he says if he has a chance, he might tune in for a little while. My good friend, Randy, our good friend, Randy, might be there as well. So, yeah, looking for a good time. It looks like Nate might be there. He doesn't have to work. I don't know if Barrett's working or not. Barrett still has to tell me a sweet Rob Funk story that he encountered once at work, and maybe he'll do that over the house party. So, you know, hope to see you tomorrow. But anyways, goodbye and good night. Bang, and fucking love you, and I hope everything's good, and I hope that you've been able to hear me yelling into my Bluetooth microphone. Oh, I love these headphones. Fucking great. Okay, have a great one. Keep well, keep fit and have fun. All that great shit. I don't have a sign-off line for Toro, 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 but cut that fucking grass, Lee, I guess. I don't know. Okay, have a good one. Love you, bud. Bing, bang, bop. Well, see you later.